finally get to honor Tanya Snyder. And it is such a special thing to do. And in order to do that, we're bringing up someone who knows her very, very well, and another great contributor to our community, Dan Snyder.
This is our oldest. This was a 2-pound miracle. She and I just want to do this a little together, and then I'm going to let her talk. She's actually better at these things than me. It's been almost 20 years. Tiffany is turning 18 and going off to college, by the way. It's a terrible thing on those tours for adults. Tanya, sweetheart, all the things you've done, this is really so well-deserved. And going back to when we had Tiffany, and it took months to get her out of the hospital, Tanya moved in the hospital, and when she came out and came home, one of the things she says, we've got to do things for children immediately. The things I've seen in the hospital and the experiences. So immediately we helped with Children's Hospital under Tanya's guidance. We created the Snyder Emergency Wing and joined the board. And then we kept going. She kept going with the Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which all those terrible things going on in Cleveland now, that cause is so important, and I'd encourage everyone to reach out there. And as we bought the Redskins in 1999, she was the first to really go out there and start the breast cancer ribbons that now you see everywhere in our franchise quarterback wears the pink cleats, and it's become something that just has overtaken the country, and it's cool to wear it, and it's something that she started and deserves all the credit for. And there's just so many different stories and fabulous things that she has done and drives on behalf of the NFL, et cetera, et cetera. And when you get cancer, and I'm a survivor as well, and you know she happened to get breast cancer, which is her cause that she started a decade before she got it. A real trooper. With that, I'm going to let her talk about that a little bit from her mom's advantage.
Thank you. I love you. Okay, so before I begin, I would just like to say this speech is for you, Mom, and I love you so much, and you're the greatest, and I'm sorry for crying. But I knew I was going to do this, so, okay. The entire world could blow up, and yet one hug from my mother could make everything okay. I clearly remember the day that my mom came home from her breast cancer surgery. She looked tired and uncomfortable from the tubes protruding from her chest. I was devastated to see my mother in this condition, and couldn't help but selfishly cry my eyes out. Instead of me comforting my mother, she put her arms around me and told me that everything was going to be okay. And that was really strong. And anyways, so more recently, I was extremely nervous about my junior prom. I was faced with these life-threatening thoughts. What should I wear? What should my hair, how should I do my hair? And what color nail polish should I try? Most people wouldn't be as overly concerned as I was about prom, but nevertheless, I couldn't think straight. My mom came to my rescue by giving me great advice on what to wear, scheduling my appointments, and even doing my makeup. She made my prom perfect. And she helps me fight for my dreams. She introduced me to everything that I love, and if it weren't for her, I would not have attended the Carnegie Mellon Musical Theater Program. I would not be almost fluent in French. and I would not be so appreciative of the fashion industry. As you can see, her outfit is gorgeous tonight. So, Mom, as Taylor Swift wrote in one of her songs, I love you for giving me your eyes, for staying back and watching me shine. Besides always being there for me in my times of need, you are also the most beautiful, fashionable, and caring mother in the world.
I introduce my wife and your all's friend to come up here now. I guess I'm to introduce her, but that was wonderful. We love you, Tiffany and Brittany and Jerry, and Tanya makes it all happen, and we thank you guys very, very much for the support. And I'm supposed to remember to thank all the Redskins family members as well, before I forget that. Very important. And to all the moms, to Peggy Shanahan here, Jackie, Tiffany, the list of everyone here is fantastic. The support, we really, really appreciate so much everything. So, Tanya, may come on up here, I guess.
Hello, everybody. I want to, first of all, thank you so much for taking each and every person here, for taking your day, May 8th. I will never forget this day. The list of thank yous is monumental. I want to say that American Cancer Society, you are first class, totally first class. Everything I've done, every time I've been to anything having to do with the organization, it's been so impressionable. So I'm honored to make a difference in the world of cancer. And certainly, I want to say on behalf of Tiffany and representing the family, the kids, Tiffany, I'm up here. You may be cross. You have to listen to me. I love you. Thank you. The music today is thanks to Tiffany. She choreographed and put that together. So, and she represents her, my daughter, and we also have a son. He wasn't in the picture. We do have a 10-year-old son as well. That would be Jerry. I stand here today taking this honor on behalf of all the women, and the mothers that I work with every day. This is not a me honor. This is a we honor. And I say that very, very proudly. I would not be a great mother without a great husband to start. And Dan, I love you. Thank you very much. And American Cancer Society is 100 years old. Redskins, Washington Redskins, is 80 years old this past year. So a great, fabulous franchise. The NFL, we have people here that traveled from the NFL, from D.C., from New York. Thank you so much for coming. Those of you know who you are. And I just want to say it's been a great luncheon. On behalf of all of the efforts from the team and having the opportunity to have a platform to make a difference, we have a fabulous team that fortunately chooses great women that I get an opportunity to work with. And me, with these women, we are able to make a difference. This is not a me at all. And I know that, and I want to hug each and every one, and I try as much as I can to the most of the women are here today. And I would even like for you guys to stand up. The Redskins wives, significant others. They're here. You guys stand up. I really, really appreciate everything you do. Thank you. And then also I want to do the same for Zeta. This is where it started. We have Vicki Griffith. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. She's a fan. She's a Zeta. 1999, she had an idea. She came to the Redskins and said, hey, grassroots, why don't we do this together? Why don't we start passing the pink ribbons? We're in the 24 millions as of today. In 2009, league-wide, we've really been able to, because of the fabulous players and the difference that they've been able to make on the field, we truly, truly are making a difference thanks to the team effort of everybody in this room. So I want to personally thank each and every person for in every way that you've contributed. I have so many people in my lives that have helped my kids, to help me with my kids, and I've been inspired by everybody in here. And it's just such a group effort, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And you guys are really, together, we're changing the world. And American Cancer Society, I cannot wait until there is a cure for cancer. So thank you so much, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the lunch. Have a great time. And today is all about fun. Thank you so much again for coming.